And now, The Mountain Eaters, Part 2. Mr. Seacomb!
Oh, sorry I'm late, Wolf.
That's all right, mate.
I couldn't get the cork out. Here! Up to there, Waldo, and up
well, now, you have discovered that eating mountains in India requires no license. So, well, listen to this.
Mr. Lalkagar, where are you, man? Where are you? Making an appearance, please.
Mr. Banerjee, what are you doing here in the chutney season?
Let me.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you. Or, indeed, gregarious and corruptible news has been reaching my Hindu ears, man.
They have reached there, have they? Good heavens, you must hurry.
I know. I've heard a rumor that Mount Everest is getting shorter.
Well, if it's getting shorter, it's no surprise to me.
What?
None at all. Look, let's face it, man.
What's that, man?
Mount Everest has had a good run for its money.
True.
All good things must come to an end, you understand?
Most dubitably, I am understanding you.
Grateful for your anticipation.
But we must go and investigating the reason for Mount Everest demise. Now come along, swallow this mango curry and we will off we go.